revolution frontier Gen 2 CT scanner. This breakthrough technology presents medical professionals with the clearest images on the market while keeping patients safe and comfortable. To learn more about how TGMC is on the leading edge of healthcare, please visit TGMC.com.
Get in on all of the football action with DraftKings, official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stand with a salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Download the DraftKings daily fantasy app and use code GREENY. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes. That's code GREENY, only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Morning.
How'd you get in my house?
Me? Through the air conditioning vent. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios. Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Mmm.
Did you just
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a mmm.
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Joe. Hour number two underway. Want your phone calls. Opening segment. Open to your phone calls and tweets as well. You know, the questions of the day right before game weekend. Scores, keys, offensive, defensive player that need to have big games for your New Orleans Saints to win. Tiger fans want to hear from you as well. Hogs, Tigers, 11 a.m.
Been a while
since day one. No, stop it. That's not what you meant.
It's just been a while.
It's been a while since I heard this.
Friday,
I think we need to do a little remix next hour, maybe. What do you think?
Whatever you want.
Whatever I want? That's really nice of you to let me do
show.
That. No, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I'm fun hour number one. Did Jared Weiss not make you want to really see what Kyra Lewis can do?
No, I'm pumped. I want to see what he can do.
I love hearing leadership qualities. I love hearing hardworking, leave the keys to the gym at 6 a.m. Have you ever woken up that early to do something?
6 a.m.?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When?
I've woken up way before that.
When? You can give me one instance.
I woke up at 6 o'clock this week.
Uh-huh.
To do some homework.
Because you had to.
No, I've woken up for Saints training camp early.
I'm not buying it.
And I didn't have to then. I didn't have to go.
Okay. All right, easy enough. Rafael Esparza will go over some of the big games over the weekend coming up at 1:15. Carlos Medina in Atlanta. Doing a four-hour show today, by the way, right after he speaks with us. 4 hours. You imagine doing 4 hours on the Falcons? I can't.
It's only one extra hour, but yeah, on the Falcons.
On the Falcons.
Might be,
what am
might
I even
like going to
talk
hours.
About on the Falcons? I don't know. You take on your Saints. The big reports earlier this morning, Taysom Hill looks like he's going to be your starter. Apparently, per Adam Schefter, no packages in the game plan for Jameis Winston on the Saints offense. Cornell, thank you for giving us a call here. Leadoff caller in hour number two. What you got for us?
First of all, how are you guys doing today? I hope y'all doing well.
Doing real well, man.
Good. But I didn't want to say I told you so about the Taysom thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I have to go there. But at the same time, this is my reasons for it. Not besides the fact that, you know, the money thing, with Taysom getting paid a little bit more, But the fact that when the season started, Taysom was listed as the number two quarterback on in the rotation. So already, I thought he had a upper hand into being the backup. But the key thing is he now makes defenses play a different way against the Saints because now they have to account for him, not just 11 on 10 like it usually is with Drew Brees. Now it's actually 11 on 11, so now you get to see what the offense can do wide open because they can't double anybody. But that, you know, that's pretty much all I wanted to say about it.
It makes a lot of sense of what you're saying too, and it's, again, that's why we opened up the show by saying, okay, give us some reasons. Why do you think Sean sat there and said, okay, let's go this route? You know, Jordan said maybe contract, maybe it's, you know, I brought up, you know, Alvin Kamara got downgraded. If he doesn't play and he didn't practice yesterday, is he your best option to run? I just went with the most logical of things that, you know, he knows the offense the most. And if he's sitting on the sideline, then I'm hindered by two aspects of it. The guy quarterbacking doesn't know the offense as much as the guy on the sideline. And B, if he's on the sideline, he can't really help me. And I got to keep him there probably more than I want because if Jameis gets hurt, he's my backup. Whereas if I start him, then he gets hurt. Then I have a starter ready to back him up. So I think it's a handful of those elements all together, you know? And to your point, he's on the field, he forces a defense to play differently. And if he's going to be there the entire game, it is maybe a different stress level, Cornell, which is a very interesting point you bring up, to now have the entire game. It's one thing to be stressed, as Sean Payton likes to say, a play or two when you see seven on there. It's a whole different ball game if he's going to be there for quarters.
I'm going to hang up and listen to you, Gus. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate you guys. Love
sure,
the show.
Man. Appreciate it. 800-981-003. Oh, you got a little hoot at it there. Falcon Harris. He's starting to come up. You feel it though, right? It kind of felt like a little.
That's why I said last. That's
why Breeze thing kind of.
That's why I said Monday. It's going to come around Friday. It's usually, you know, Monday it kind of revs up, and then Friday you start getting a lot of people feeling like it's Falcons hate week for real. So, yeah.
Any responses over on ESPN Radio all about how Saints fans feel about Taysom?
We have Chichi Getayo. Mm-hmm. Here you go, Falcons fans.
Uh-huh.
Boot to the face with Stone Cold Steve Austin throwing a beer at. Who is that? Who's
I don't know. I can't see from here.
All right.
But it's a WWE GIF.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a WWE GIF.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, offense, Cesar Ruiz, defense, Malcolm Jenkins. For who needs to have a big game on offense and on defense.
Okay. 800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime into the conversation, head coach Sean Payton, is he talking yet? Is he talking? Are you keeping an eye on that?
Talking at 140.
Okay.
Yeah, usually Sean time.
I'm just keeping an eye on it. I just want to make sure. When is it coming out? Your Saints injury report on Thursday looked like this. Tight end Josh Hill didn't practice. Concussion. My guess is you're not going to see him, Jordan. I don't think you're going to see him. Tre'Quan Smith. He also suffered a concussion. A very vicious, nasty. Did he get fined? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sorry. I've been looking at draft stuff and everything else. I'm assuming he did. Many people thought he would. Can you Google that? Tre'Quan Smith's hit. I got to imagine he got fined. Didn't practice Wednesday. Limited practice over on Thursday. Drew Brees, of course, as you know, didn't practice. Dwayne Washington, running back, didn't practice with a back injury. Cam Jordan was upgraded to limited. He didn't practice Wednesday. He was limited Thursday. Ryan Ramczyk, knee, limited practice both days. Malcolm Brown, calf, limited practice both days. Alvin Kamara, foot, limited Wednesday, didn't practice yesterday. Marshawn Lattimore with that abdomen injury, remember, oblique, limited participation on both days there. So it's a banged up group right now for the Saints. It's good to see Tre'Quan getting closer, right? At least being upgraded from that aspect of it. Does the concern level go up now with Kamara not being in practice on Thursday? Was that maybe a rest thing, right? Normally you would rest on Wednesday and then get back to practice on Thursday. I don't know. Again, I think there's very real reasons as to why you see the Saints going with Taysom Hill. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime into the conversation. Here's Raheem Morris, interim head coach of your Atlanta Falcons, on Taysom.
And like you just said, you know, we don't know that Taysom Hill cannot go out there and be the traditional passer. His role right now has been to come in and be some of the gadget ball stuff and some of the quarterback runs and some of the trick ball stuff and throwing it down the field. That's not to say that he can't do it. So when he goes out there, you got to be prepared and willing to deal with everything. You know, Taysom and Jameis are very capable quarterbacks in the league. They've shown that. Taysom's been able to show some other significant roles that he's able to go out there and accomplish each week. And those are all the things that we got to prepare for. And that's what makes it the tough battle going against either one of them. But again, it all goes back to knowing who Sean Payton is, what Peter Carmichael likes to do, and being prepared and ready to deal with whatever comes at us.
So this was interim head coach Raheem Morris, back from earlier in the week, right? Wednesday, the initial week press conference, in which he was asked about Taysom Hill. So, look, you hear what he just said there. We don't know. So it does present an element of surprise a bit for a defense that Jordan, well, has struggled this year. Right? Maybe Sean knows what he's doing over there, huh? About that. Raheem Morris on playing the Drewless New Orleans Saints.
You know, Torrey, you always got to prep, obviously, for the coordinator and the head coach in this case, being the offensive play caller along with the coordinator, Pete Carmichael, being ready to deal with those guys and what they're able to do. They got an extensive history of going back and playing with the guys just as close as last year, recently as last year with Teddy Bridgewater. Getting another guy besides Drew Brees and going doing what they do. They're going to put that guy in the best position to do what he does well as far as his roles for the weekend. And we got to prepare as a coaching staff for the coaching staff, for what they do as an offense, and also for what the guy that's in the game at the time does well, whether it be Jameis or whether it be Taysom. It really won't matter. They're going to do what those guys can do and what they do well, according to their coaches' thoughts and memories.
Prepare for both of them. Prepare for everybody. Right? Look, at the end of the day, one of the reasons the Falcons are playing better and one of the things that I think the Saints have been able to do in this game-winning streak, Jordan, is win your one-on-one battles. Raheem Morris thinks that's going to be a key factor here on Sunday.
Well, when you're talking about the Saints and you're talking about the Buccaneers and just in general the division, you're always talking about knowing each other so well that it's not going to be just about the initial look. It's going to be about their adjustments and what they want to do next in order to stay ahead of the curve. So Dirk's just being diligent in his work like we always talk about. Dirk's done a great job of planning for what their answer is going to be when you do come up with a different answer. These teams know each other so well. It's always going to be a battle and it's going to be a fight. It's going to be about the good, us having the good of being able to execute. It's going to be about the bad, us not killing ourselves on drives. It's going to be about the ugly, the extracurricular in between plays and the hitting that goes on with the extreme physicality between the two different teams. And with all that being said, it's going to come down to a man-on-man battle, and that's where it's going to end up at.
Ready? I'm telling you, you better be ready for a fight. Better be ready for that fight. You know, the more you think about it and the more you hear Raheem Morris speak, it makes perfect sense as to why Sean Payton's going. I just saw on First Take, Screamin' A is going the I don't pay attention occasionally. And he's saying this is an indictment on Jameis Winston. Somebody's already texted me. Screamin' A says it's an indictment on Jameis Winston. Deuce Windham even said it. You didn't have mini camp. You didn't have OTA. You didn't have your traditional training camp in which he would have had preseason games. It makes perfect sense. And here's the other element. Did you hear what Raheem just said? Dirk Cutter. You remember him? Do you remember him, Jordan? Do you remember who he used to coach? Who he used to coach? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who did Raheem Morris used to coach?
The Buccaneers.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah, I mean, you have so many people, the Falcons players, their coaching staff, everyone knows the Saints. It actually is probably very smart to throw in a guy that's never started before. You're comfortable in this aspect. The guy knows the offense. Normally when you throw in a starter that's never started before, you're a little nervous. You know, Jordan, has he seen action? How is he going to handle pressure situations? Does he know the playbook? You don't have any of that with Taysom Hill. He just legitimately has never started a game for the Saints. He's been in pressure situations. He knows the playbook, right? He's been in big games. He's played in the playoffs. It's not like he's sat over there and just watched. That actually makes sense. And the one element that you do have is the team that you're playing and the coaching staff that's preparing for you has no idea what you want to do with him.
All right, yeah, I have a new reason for Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show me what you got game for Sean Payton. All right. We paid you all this money.
I think he's excited about this. This is great.
I'm excited about it too, but
now
just
you're
from,
excited?
No,
you weren't excited at 12.
I was excited for it because I want to see clear up some uncertainty that the Saints have and mm-hmm. us as the fans and the media have about Taysom Hill being the next starting quarterback for you, New Orleans Saints.
What are your realistic expectations for him? You got some time to come up with those.
Yeah, I'll think about that.
Okay. All right. 800-998-1003. That'll be interesting. I'll ask Rafael Esparza next. Carlos Medina will go to Atlanta at 1:30. It's the Sports Hangover. We got some injury news to come back as well. Jordan will give us that on ESPN New Orleans. Bye-bye.
At Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa, you can get a great deal on a Ram at their Black Friday sales event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Finally, it's here. The supermarket that Canal Street's been waiting for. Right between Canal and South Broad, the Big Easy Fresh Market is the locally owned, family-oriented market, complete with a cafe, a bakery, a deli, and some of the freshest produce and meats in town. Craving international food? No problem. The friendly staff will take care of your every need. Ready to start fresh? Make a note. The Big Easy Fresh Market, 2669 Canal Street. Like them on Facebook. Eat more fresh.
The locally owned UPS store in Homa is so much more than shipping, especially during this holiday season. They offer a wide range of products and services to assist small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Homa offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banner shredding, faxing, and more. They're located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Homa. Check them out on Facebook.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But Etail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing Etail Business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. Etail is on for business.
This is Mike Dettigi. If you love having the weekends to do special things, at Neal's Small Engine, you will find everything you need to keep your lawn nice and neat. We have Gravely and Skag Zero Turn lawnmowers and Echo, Shindawa and Steel trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Our showroom is the biggest in the South. So if you want the best products along with the best service, there's only one place to go. That's Neal's Small Engine Incorporated. Three locations to serve you in Homa, La Rose, and Thibodeau. It's the best on the bayou.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Oh, boy. If you watch SVP at night, he has a segment called Bad Bets. Jordan, you know what I'm talking about? Last night, did you see what happened?
Pratt gonna throw. Pratt pressured.
The spread was 6, Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas, and Rafael at VSI Doc Sports is the way to follow on Twitter. The final score is 30-24. Who wins? You?
Yeah, I mean, that was a bad beat. I mean, back-to-back bad beats in football. We had Chubb for the Cleveland last week in the NFL, and now this one. But I think the biggest one was Tulane was up pretty much the whole second half, especially in the fourth quarter. Oh, that's a devastating loss for the Green Wave.
Let's see. Where do I go from there? It was a tough one. Seattle and the Cardinals, man. Phoenix, that was fun to watch last night. Huh? Little bad blood there? Little bad blood? Or is it more of the Cardinals saying, hey, you're not going to push this around there, big brother?
I think kind of both, but I'm actually a little bit shocked at how well, I can't believe I'm going to say this, the Seattle Seahawks defense played last night. I mean, they were pushovers pretty much the whole season long coming into that game. So I would have to say hats off to the Seattle Seahawks defense for stepping up on prime time on a Thursday night football and actually playing some D.
I love me some DK Metcalf, huh? Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I mean, he's a beast. But it was good to see two quarterbacks going back to back on a football field. So I think that's going to be fun to watch the next couple of years.
Yeah, it was fun. I wonder if you're San Francisco, if you're sitting there and going, all right, you know, Goff has shown the ability at times to be able to be a good quarterback. And you see what's happening over there. Jimmy G, a little pressure on you there, buddy, when you come back. All right, let's go to a couple of college games I want to get your opinion on. Speak with Rafael Esparza at VSI Doc Sports. Indiana, ninth team in the country. Ohio State, third team. Ranked team in the country. Ohio State a 20.5-point favorite here. I think Indiana gives them a closer game.
I think so. My sister's at IU Grant, so I'll have the candy cane red and white pants on tomorrow as I watch this game. But last time we heard Ohio State, their toughest opponents come into the shoe. It was a couple years ago, Cincinnati, and they whacked Cincinnati. Last year, that Indiana was supposed to cover against Ohio State, and they won. Ohio State won 51-10. I think it's going to be close in the first half, but I would not be shocked if OHIO covers and blows them out tomorrow.
Okay, easy enough. Another game in college that I want to get into as of note has to do with, of course, the LSU Fighting Tigers taking on Arkansas. We spoke to Chris Blair yesterday, voice of the Tigers. He said that there's a players-only meeting in LSU trying to get things together. It's been a tumultuous, I would say, 2-3 weeks, right? Maybe Miles Brennan out for the season with his injury. The USA Today article on the allegations over there at the school. Players quitting what former players is how they describe it. Look, man, LSU's favored by 1.5. How do you see this one at Arkansas?
Yeah, before the USA article, and I mean, LSU probably coming in a little bit rested because they really haven't played that much because of COVID issues. But now, I mean, I heard the morale in the locker room's bad, finger pointing, the article itself. Arkansas 6-1 against the spread this year. I don't know how to look at this game. I mean, I think if you're going to look at athlete for athlete, LSU's probably got the better athletes on the football field. But we're talking about college kids who have been reading their name and their school dragged through the mud for the past 48 hours. Mm-hmm. I think Arkansas is either to play or no play at all.
Hmm. Who you like?
I originally was going to look at LSU, but like I said, the last 48 hours in Baton Rouge has not been kind, so I'm just going to sit back and watch it. But how can you not bet with Arkansas? They've just been ticket-covering machines. Again, 6-1 against the spread this year.
It's everything about this game screams what Arkansas wants. 66 degrees. Forecasted to have a little rain perhaps in the area as well. So, look, I think for the Razorbacks, their school, they kind of want to show that they're better than they have been and they're trending upwards. And I think for LSU, it's gut check time as to what kind of program you want to be. It's so strange, literally, from a team and a school that won a national championship not even a calendar year ago. All right, let's get to a couple of teams and games over in the NFL of note. As we talked about already, Seahawks Cards last night, Seattle winning 28-21. Eagles and Browns, Rafael. Cleveland a 3-point favorite here. They're 6-3 at home.
I was looking to maybe look at playing Cleveland, but now Garrett's gone with COVID issues for Cleveland, so that defense might be a little light. But do I really want to do the Eagles? The Eagles had just been playing awful. I mean, we could see coach change, quarterback change when the season ends. I want to probably sit back and pass. I would not be shocked if Cleveland puts more misery to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Bengals, Washington. This is over at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland. Washington, a 1.5-point favorite over Joe Burrow and his Bengals.
as my old TV show I used to love when I was a kid, Card Sharks. Bet the over. There's no defense going to be played on this game. I think Burrow has a big game through the air. I think Washington's running game is going to have a field day with Cincinnati's defense. I think the over is the best play on this. And I'm going to root for the Bengals to win the game. I love watching Joe Burrow play for the Bengals, but it's going to be a close one, but no defense whatsoever.
McCaffrey's hurt. Teddy's hurt. Lions at Panthers. I got no line on my sheet. What do you have?
Yeah, we're probably going to put back three when we put it back up. But, I mean, there's so many injuries. I mean, I'm probably just rooting for Carolina just because I'm not a big fan of the whole coaching staff of Detroit. I hope they all get fired. So I think Carolina.
What'd they do? Hang out with Tiger Woods that one day that you won't tell us about?
Oh, no. If that was the case, yeah, I don't want to go off on that one. But the Lions, I'm just not a fan of Patricia. I think he's gone. I like Carolina, what they're building over there. I thought they were going to be in complete rebuild mode. But they've been competitive all year.
Okay, this is a classic. Well, what do you guys know in the desert that I don't? Steelers 9-0, Jordan. They're at Jacksonville. They're 1-8. They're only a 10.5-point favorite. I mean, this should be like a 25-point win, huh?
Well, everyone thought the same thing last week. Oh, why is Green Bay such a small favorite against them? And, oh, everyone's going to tease Green Bay. Bet Green Bay. What happened? Green Bay didn't cover. So I can see the same thing we saw. I mean, Green Bay only beat them by 4. I see the same thing in this one. I think Pittsburgh wins by 6.
I want to call this the, well, who are you really, Bowl? Titans at Ravens. They're both 6-3. Kind of feel that they started out good and hot, and now they kind of, even though it's only 3 losses, but don't you feel that way, Raphael? It's almost like, okay, well, which one of these two is going to be a legit contender? Because they kind of get left in the pack by some other teams here. Baltimore, 5.5-point favorite.
Yeah, this is a toss-up. I'm actually shocked that Baltimore is not a solid 3-point. I'm a little bit shocked that it's 5, so I guess you kind of like Tennessee plus the points, because I think whoever wins this game wins by a field goal. It's not going to be a blowout game. Both teams are going to want to try to establish the run early. I think both quarterbacks will want to try to not to turn the ball over. Close game. I think whoever wins it by 3, I'm going to take the Tennessee plus the points.
A week ago, Belichick's lost it. Cam's retiring. It's over. He's a bum. One win. The Patriots are back. They're at Houston. New England's now a 2-point favorite.
It's 2020. New England wins by 2 touchdowns, and Cam Newton's back, and Belichick for back. President. Why not?
I'm not exaggerating, though, right? I mean, all of a sudden, they're back. No. There they go. It's incredible. Dolphins at the Broncos. Here's another one. Tua for president. Miami, 3.5-point favorite at Denver. They're struggling to score points. Who do you like here? Can sunny South Florida make it all the way to the Mile High City and get a win?
It's going to be a tough one. I think the thin air in Colorado could be a problem. So I actually like Denver in this spot. I think Tua gets a little bit take backward. He's not going to separate the Reds. See, this guy's going to have losses. I know Miami's 7-2 against the spread, and they've been cashing tickets. But if thin air could do something, I'm going to take Denver. I'm going to start. This is my NFL shocker. I think the Broncos win.
Oh, Mr. Vegas with the NFL shocker there. It's only going to be 50 degrees over there. I mean, in November in Denver, I'd take that. Jets, Chargers, Jordan's A-Bears, Chargers, 9, Herbert, 9.5. I did that to see if you were paying attention. Jets, they're going to 0-10, right?
I think so. I mean, I don't think the Chargers cover it because the Jets' defense has been playing much better. I mean, I think the Chargers win this game. I don't think they blow it, but I could see the Chargers only winning by 7.
Packers and Colts. This should be a fun game. 325 over on Fox. India, 1.5-point favorite. No respect for Aaron Rodgers. Is it because he has a girlfriend again?
It's all because of the girlfriend. It's all because of the ladies. Colts tickets written. The public loves Indy, but the wise guys love Green Bay. I'm going to jump with the wise guys because they make a living out of this, and hopefully they don't beat us up that bad. But I also like the over. I thought the total 51 was kind of low. I think both quarterbacks have big games.
Minnesota, 7-point favorite at home against the visiting Cowboys.
Minnesota, I mean, even though I know it's in a short week, but if they can run the ball, which they have the past 3 to 4 weeks, me and you have talked about this. No one in the NFC is going to want to have to play the Vikings in the playoffs. They're hitting their stride. They go 5-5.
What are you fist pumping over there for? Why are you fist pumping? It literally turns my side. I don't want to see the Vikings. Why are you fist pumping?
We got it this time.
No, we ain't got nothing. Chiefs and Raiders, Sunday night game, the COVID Bowl. Who's available? Maybe we'll start there.
I know. I got a phone call this morning. What was my 40 time if I could play safety or DB? And I said, hey, I'm not in town yet. Give me a couple more weeks. Maybe I could play defense for the Raiders. I have no clue. I think Kansas City blows them up, no matter who's on the defensive side, because Kansas City's still upset that the bus drove around Arrowhead as their victory parade when the Raiders went to KC and won.
Yeah, 8-point favorite there. We'll talk on Monday, Rams and Bucks on Monday Night Football. Final game for you, Saints and Falcons, New Orleans 3.5-point favorite. We've learned today from multiple reports, it looks like Taysom Hill will be your starting and most used quarterback during the game Sunday. How do you see this one?
I don't understand the move. They made me a liar on TV. I'm on Madison, Wisconsin, ESPN this morning, and I'm like, oh, Jameson will probably do well. He probably look like Bridgewater. It's all about Kamara, which is still going to be all about Kamara. You know how I feel about Kamara. He should be getting some MVP love. And then I read Hill's going to be the quarterback. I have no idea why, but again, it's all about Kamara. If Kamara has a Kamara game, they're going to win and cover this. So it's all about – I don't care if Drew Brees was playing. I think Kamara right now on how he's playing, he's a bigger injury than Drew Brees if he got hurt.
We could do an Instagram video on Survivor for WWE?
Probably. I just put some odds. I'm actually working on some betting prop bets right now for Survivor. Like I said, I'm working on some Tyson fights. Don't forget, Mike Tyson's in the ring next Saturday.
That's true. Looking forward. Today we'll do a special segment on that next Friday. Rafael, as always, man, I appreciate it. Whenever you want to come over, man, house is open to you, buddy.
When I get back, I will.
All right, there he goes. At Rafael, at VSI Doc Sports for Rafael Esparza. When we come back, are you ready to go to Atlanta? You ready to go to Atlanta? I'm ready to go to Atlanta. Let's go find out what's going on in Atlanta. Carlos Medina, next on ESPN New Orleans.
It seems every day now, you hear people say now, look out for the cheetah.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
Hey everyone, Gus Kattengill with the Sports Hangover, excited to tell you about Men's Total Health. You'll be greeted by Andrea, and once you've checked in on the mini iPads, you'll start the learning process with Shane. Men's Total Health can help you be your best self by providing testosterone therapy, annual physicals, erectile dysfunction, IV therapy. Look, just get tested. I did. See where you stand. Visit Men's Total Health, located at 3829 Veterans in Metairie, behind the Fidelity Bank building. They accept all major insurances, so call them or go online at menstotalhealth.net.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the major league.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Right, you heard a little bit earlier from Raheem Morris, interim head coach of the Falcons. We don't know what Taysom Hill can do if he's in there more than just a couple of plays. I guess we're all going to find out. Isn't that true, Mr. Carlos Medina at front office Los? The way to follow you over on Twitter, sir. Over from 680 The Fan. How are you, man?
Gus, I can tell you this. There's nothing worse than, and this sums up all of hate week between the Saints and the Falcons. I've done four radio shows on defending Jameis Winston, and then suddenly you spring this on me. It's going to be all Taysom Hill today.
I hear you. It's just kind of going to be like, I actually asked, I told Jordan, are you going to do 4 hours coming up? I'm like, well, what do you talk about? I guess this is something you talk about. Let's get a little bit of info on your team, though. What's the main difference? Why have you guys won 3 of the last 4?
I think the thing that jumps out the most, the aggression on defense. Raheem Morris has really turned up the heat on this defense, and they were able to move linebackers coach Jeff Ulbrich in. He's now basically the DC. This team is blitzing a lot more. We're seeing a lot more usage of Deion Jones, Aloha Kuhn. These guys are now starting to get after quarterbacks. The Falcons previously under Dan Quinn were basically playing the same style of defense they've been playing the last 3 or 4 years, minus the talent that Dan Quinn had in Seattle, where it was bend, don't break, sit back. The team will eventually make a mistake on you, and they were giving up a ton of points. Now they're lighting the fire under these guys. They're trying to get after quarterbacks.
The difference a handful of games makes, right, Carlos? Because literally about a month and a half ago, it was, you know, is obviously the move was made at the coaching position in GM, and then it's, is Julio Jones available at the trade deadline? Will Matt Ryan go to San Francisco? And now, you know, it's a little different. Or do you still think at the end of the year you'll see big, massive changes with Atlanta and how they look?
And not as of right now, Gus. If we're going to talk about any kind of changes, we're not talking until 2021. Just because of the salary cap situation the Falcons are in and the contract that Matt Ryan and Julio Jones have, if you were to move on from Matt Ryan, let's say next offseason, he's going to count $40 million against the cap next year. He counts $49 if he's not on your roster. So we're talking there's no savings there. So it's going to be at least another year before this team considers a transition into another group.
Yeah, it's a big difference that we look at. And speak with Carlos Medina at Front Office Los, the way to follow him on Twitter. All right, so a little bit of aggression you talk about on defense. On offense, what has there been much of a difference, or is it just, again, execution, you think?
This really has to do with the attention to detail that this team has had. It's funny what happens, and again, in New Orleans, you would know about this for years and years and years, but when you fire a coach, and you fire a general manager around the NFL, it tends to get the attention of the room. And everyone realizes, I'm playing for my job now. I've got to show the next guy or somebody else in this league some tape that gets me a job for the next season. When you talk about the Falcons, you know, they've lost games where they scored 39 points, where they scored 26 points. They had a 16-point score against Carolina where they got beat right at the final part of the buzzer. This is a team that you can argue should be a 6-win team, but because of their idiotic mistakes against Detroit, against Carolina, and against Dallas, they're sitting where they're sitting.
Hill 680's College Game Day, NFL pregame on the Fan as well, from 680 to Fan in Atlanta. Carlos Medina here. I think one of the things that also stands out with this team is if Matt Ryan's protected, I mean, you guys score, right? I mean, the Falcons put the ball in the end zone. At least that hadn't been kind of the problem. It's been executing at the end in the defense. As we saw earlier this year, kind of holding on to leads. How has the protection for Matt Ryan been as of late?
The right side of the offensive line has been considerably better. If you remember last draft, they spent 2 first-round picks, one on Chris Lindstrom. Then they jumped up in the second round to the back end of the first round and drafted Caleb McGarry. Now, Saints fans might remember from Thanksgiving last year where basically Caleb McGarry was a turnstile. He gave up 4 sacks in that game, and I think the Falcons overall gave up 9 sacks. He's been considerably better. He's been probably about a top 6 or 7 right tackle in this league this year. So they've been able to solidify that portion of the offensive line. Alex Mack is still who he is at center. Left guard, they do a little bit of a rotation, and left tackle is Jake Matthews. They've done a pretty good job with Todd Gurley in the backfield of giving him regular protection on third down. He's been able to scan the field, and he's been one of the better quarterbacks in the league this year.
Are you guys as healthy as you have been on the offensive side at receiver? Kind of looks, oh, what, I think Calvin Ridley is going to be playing on Sunday?
It still remains to be seen. He has still been limited in practice for a second straight day. Missed last week, missed the previous week's game against Denver before the bye week. He's now had about 2.5 weeks to get healthy. That's one of those players. He's so valuable to this offense. Though they've been productive without him, if he's a bit limited, I think that they're not going to chance it just because it was a really ugly injury where it looked like he was going to miss some significant time when he got rolled up on. If that foot is anywhere right around like 60, 70%, I wouldn't surprise me if he does sit 1 extra week.
Carlos, the players know each other, and I think one of the things that is an interesting element of this game here as well is you have 2 coaches that used to be former head coaches in this division that coached against head coach Sean Payton. So that's why he went with Taysom Hill. He's like, okay, that's great. You may know me. You've never had to face Taysom Hill as a starter. I guess that's maybe one of the things that went into his decision.
I have to believe this. that Sean Payton's offense, and having watched it for years, and even his previous job in Dallas, I was covering the Cowboys when he was the passing game coordinator there. If you are comfortable within his system, you can be productive. And I have to believe that Taysom Hill is just more comfortable in that system than Jameis Winston. Now, obviously, Winston's a 5,000-yard passer, and has all the accolades, and he's been a 1-1. But Taysom Hill has been there, and I think that there's something that's comfortable about knowing that, and also having to defend a dynamic athlete in this league right now is a really difficult thing to do.
Right, and I think that's what Coach Moore said earlier in this week, is that, yeah, it's one thing to be stressed on a certain level when you see him a handful of plays, a dozen plays or so, even if it's that much. But for four quarters, it might be a little different. I don't know. What do you see Sunday? How do you see this game playing out in the Dome?
The typical game. I mean, when we talk about the last eight matchups, it's a 4-4 split. When we talk about, you know, the amount of points that tend to be scored by the Saints when they play the Falcons, this game tends to be played into the 20s. I think we're looking at that exact kind of ball game where it just comes down to who's going to make that one little play. I know it sounds very generic, but mm-hmm. that's basically what Saints and Falcons are. Every single year, even when you've got a good team versus a bad team, this always comes down to who makes that one play in the fourth quarter to win the ball game.
Yeah, I'm with you, right? On the Saints side, can you continue your winning ways, continue the winning streak, stay paced with the Packers? And I think if you're the Falcons, you look at it, three of your last four, you've won. This is probably one of the better teams you're going to be facing in that stretch, though, right? So I guess you kind of want to see where you really are.
Well, I'll tell you this. We're looking at a murderer's row for the Falcons season right now. For anyone who thinks maybe they might be able to get back in this, if there's an extra playoff team, remember, the Falcons still have to play the Buccaneers twice, the Saints twice, they have Kansas City, they have Las Vegas. This game is going to determine, in my opinion, how the rest of the season is going to go for them. Because if they get their butts kicked, I can see a real downhill march really fast.
Los Medina, as always, man, I love your time. Thank you so much for giving it to us. At Front Office, Los is the way to follow on Twitter. And I'd say good luck and have fun, but not really. So I'll say happy Thanksgiving.
You know how it is. Happy Thanksgiving and take care of New Orleans.
Take care, man. We'll talk again. We're going to be playing in two more weeks, so we'll call you then.
I'll talk to you then. Sounds good.
There he goes. Carlos Medina from 680 The Fan. He hosts 680 College Game Day over there, NFL pregame on The Fan, and, of course, gives us a little bit of time and chimes in over here. Jordan, I think it's going to be one of those interesting elements that we do see in this game about familiarity and not, right? And there's going to be a player two or three where Sean's going to show a formation or a play that he knows those two coaches, Raheem Norris and Dirk Cutter, know, are familiar with, see it. I'm telling you, he's going to set something up in that first, second quarter for the third and fourth, right? A big shot play like Drew Brees sort of says. And I'm going to be interested to sort of see how that plays out here. But I think that's one of the elements and reasons why Sean Payton went that way. Again, Raheem Morris, I think, kind of tells you probably why you go with Taysom Hill in this game, right?
And like you just said, you know, we don't know that Taysom Hill cannot go out there and be the traditional passer. His role right now has been to come in and be some of the gadget ball stuff and some of the quarterback runs and some of the trick ball stuff and throwing it down the field. That's not to say that he can't do it. So when he goes out there, you got to be prepared and willing to deal with everything. You know, Taysom and Jameis are very capable quarterbacks in this league. They've shown that. Taysom's been able to show some other significant roles that he's able to go out there and accomplish each week. And those are all the things that we got to prepare for. And that's what makes it a tough battle going against either one of them. But again, it all goes back to knowing who Sean Payton is, what Peter Carmichael likes to do, and being prepared and ready to deal with whatever comes at us.
Mm. I've been asking you throughout the show, Jordan, a couple of some reasons. Are you starting to get a little bit sold now as to why Taysom Hill? Or do you think Taysom sees a series and then here comes Jameis? Again, I'm going to Schefter's tweet. Schefter's tweet is that there are no packages for Jameis Winston. It's Taysom Hill. He's going to see the larger role, if not all the snaps. It's starting. You have that smirk again, better known as the elf on a shelf. What is it? What is it?
No, I kind of understood all these points that everyone's saying.
We've got different guests. You've heard sound bites. How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I've always felt confident. I've always been excited to see Taysom Hill be that starting quarterback because, like I said earlier in the show, I want the fans and us as the media to finally get to see what he can do at the starting quarterback position. And if what Sean Payton is saying, hey, we already got the start, the future of the New Orleans Saints at quarterback in this building, then I think it's a really good thing to see this weekend, and it's better to do it now against maybe an Atlanta Falcons opponent that hasn't had the greatest season, and maybe let's just see what he can come out and do, and I think that will help us a lot more.
Spoke earlier in the show on Jared Weiss. He did the piece on Kyra Lewis, and I love that. That was some Pelicans talk here as well. Today, 5 o'clock, Jordan, it is free agency, the start of NBA free agency. And, of course, not just can teams begin to start talking to players and, hey, promising this and that in contracts. Sundays when you put pen to paper, but you know how it works, right? You'll start seeing reports and deals come out. As well, there still can be some trades, and more importantly, there's still some bookkeeping and some decisions to be made by the team as well. The Pels have done that with two players in particular.
Yeah, Andrew Lopez tweeted out 20 minutes ago, Kenrich Williams and Frank Jackson did not receive qualifying offers for the New Orleans Pelicans, and both will be unrestricted free agents when free agency starts tonight.
So again, one of the things that we talked about going into the draft, yesterday out of the draft, lots of guards on this team. There's only so much room on there. So the team kind of making that decision there for those two players. Quick break. We come back. A little beverages with Bree. Got to see her earlier this week when we were over at Avenue Wine and Spirits back on Tuesday. Hard to believe that was just a couple days ago. This week has seemed long. I don't know about you, but it seemed like that was last week. It was just 3 days ago.
This week has felt like an eternity.
It was just 3 days ago. Yeah, it was. Thanksgiving. 6 days away, folks.
Why haven't we ever done a Friendsgiving, you and I?
What's a friend? I don't even know what
you
that
know
is.
You know what a Friendsgiving is?
You can tell me about it later. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
It was 1972, and in Miami, the Dolphins went undefeated. In New York City, disco was just getting started. And in Houma, the Foster family opened their Terminex business to help protect the good folks of South Louisiana from nasty pests. When you want to sock it to those nasty roaches, termites, and rodents, you want the local pros from Terminex on your side.
So call those Bayou boys. They'll get you Terminex tough.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
There it is. The lights have dimmed. The red velvet chair has been pushed aside there. As Bree has walked into the studio virtually here at Jordan. Safe and social distancing today. It's time to get ready for the weekend. Hi, Bree. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Jordan, how are you today? You doing well? You doing fine?
I'm doing fantastic.
I didn't want to feel like you were left out of the table here.
No.
There's three glasses. There's three glasses on the virtual table here. Bree, it's the last weekend before Thanksgiving weekend, which for many people means, now I know with the pandemic it may not be big. You have a lot of people saying don't gather for Thanksgiving. Some families still will, and even if you have a big family yourself, you're going to be doing something. So my point is, this may be the last weekend to relax before the holiday season starts and all the stuff gets going on. So, how are we handling this weekend?
Well, we're starting off by going to the liquor store. No, totally. And then what, you know, Christmas is like 4 weeks away, so it's short. So once we're into the holidays, it's going to go fast and furious for sure, even with COVID. I heard Jordan talk about Friendsgiving. What do you mean you don't know Friendsgiving? I think a lot of that's going to happen this weekend as well.
That is true. I'm sorry. What
Friendsgiving is when, you know, a bunch of friends get together and you bring a bunch of fast food. Just fast food from all over the place. At least from what
I've never done that in my life.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
Well, I think Friendsgiving for a bunch of people it means different things, but for me that's what that means. A bunch of friends get together, Thanksgiving.
That really sounds like a fun time for me. Here's a cold McDonald's burger for you. What do you bring? Well,
It doesn't have to be McDonald's.
They're real good. How about like a grill or something?
Hey. You could bring it from anywhere.
What's an adult Friendsgiving? Since this is clearly something that I don't want.
You can bring it. You can get it from any place.
No, the Friendsgiving that I've been used to is it's like a potluck situation, and you serve the classics. Nobody's stopping by; those places are wonderful, but no one's stopping by fast food and picking up like a Crave case to bring over.
Some people get the Taco Bell 12-pack.
Yeah. No. See, my friends give it to be like, here's a bag of chips and a six-pack. And that, what six-pack did you bring and what bag of chips? That would be my Friendsgiving.
Well, everyone's Friendsgiving their
That's
own.
Exactly right. You can have your own type of friends. Bree, what did you and Matt talk about? Right. I saw you during Tuesday's remote. You were off to the side. You were snapping pictures. You and Matt, you had your little time over there. What are we talking about today?
Yeah, well, he had several good selections, and one that he pulled out for us, the Terra Noble tequila, that we all sampled, you know, on Tuesday, which is amazing. Really caramel and creamy flavor. I had to go home with a bottle of that. Aged 7,200 feet above sea level, 100% agave. So, and for the price, really, really good selection. So, and he told Jordan, you can sip it and sip it. It's an acceptable one to do that with. These other two, not so much. We also talked about the single cask at Cameron Bridge. You talk about rare. There's only 449 bottles that was made of this. So extremely rare. Aged 26 years. And so this is a single grain Scotch whiskey. And they said if you're a sherry aficionado, this one's for you. It's I don't know if it would be a... You know, your alley, Gus. It's really low on like smoky and earthy flavors, but very rich and nutty and woody. So that's the kind of profile you're going to get for that. And another extremely rare, it's called the Kentucky Owl. There was only 2,000 bottles released total. Avenue Wine, as of the other day, had two available. Mm. So this, super, super extremely rare. So this was marked as like a 100-year nod to Prohibition, and so made in 2020. It was released in 2020, but marks Prohibition from 1920, and then it's aged between 12 and 17 years. And after the 18th Amendment, this distillery closed forever, so it was taken on by someone else. So, super unique ones, and then again that Terra Noble tequila was great. You can drink it neat, but you know, also good for a margarita as well.
One of the things that I find interesting you're in there at Avenue Wine and Spirits, and you just kind of see all the different selections that you have, what's so solid is that it really is all different kind of price ranges, and some of the stuff that you're talking about, whether it's the right notes, special stories, or where certain distilleries are, it doesn't mean that it's a $200 bottle, right?
No, I mean the tequila that I picked up the other day, the Terra Noble, I want to say that was like a $40 bottle, which, you know, if you're looking at something that's lower end, if you think if you're going to get a drink, you know, in the bar, this is how I justify it to myself, right? Are you going to pay double for something that's like 10 times better? Yeah. So, but yes, it's, no, you can, he definitely has things for different price ranges, and he's so great about, Matt, you've got something in mind, you can just kind of tell him, you know, what you're into or what the occasion is, and he can certainly recommend something, based on what you're looking for.
I love that as well. Once again, I'm still trying to forget, unfortunately, the Tuesday little tequila there. And I say unfortunately because I don't have it with me. It was so butterscotchy and just delicious and just sweet and savory. It's incredible. Again, we were talking about different tequilas. Just one of those ideas, right? Because a lot of people start to maybe use that on ice and sip it. It's a great gift idea, perhaps, coming in the holiday season.
Oh, totally. Can't go wrong. It's going to be a gift that, you know, gets used.
Yeah, I hear you. As always, Bree, appreciate the time on a Friday.
Thank you.
Yep, Beverages with Bree, Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue, where we were on Tuesday. We'll be back there in December as well. Now, you're shaking your head. You have a bleep-eating grin all over. You're just chuckling. You're loving what's going on. You have the headsets in one ear. You have one over the head. You're listening to Sean Payne, who just started his presser. We're going to have this at the top of the hour. You're going to have to just, maybe we'll just play it in terms of just cutting it for you. But summarize it in 5 seconds here.
Well, apparently not even Sean Payton knew that
oh, really?
Taysom Hill was starting.
This guy. He mentioned did he mention the bagel again?
He mentioned the bagel.
So he's not telling us, huh?
Sorry, there was just something really weird that just went on in there.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's
been an interesting interview.
Is he done?
No.
Oh, he's still going. Really? I can't wait to hear this, by the way.
It's pretty good.
I can't wait to...
The media, like...
He's holding court. He's not going to tell
no
you.
No one started asking questions.
Because they're scared.
15 seconds went by.
And it's a legit... It's a real question you can ask. And he can say no. I think my whole thing on all this is, why is it that it's always the national people that understand and know? So who's snitching? Because I can't imagine there's only so many people in that building that would know who's the starter. Right? Like, it would be really easy to deduce, if you're Sean Payton, who's leaking that information, which is why I said at the very beginning of today's show, I wonder how much of this is a little disinformation. You heard Carlos Medina, bottom of this hour, Jordan, what did he say? That the Falcons, everyone's preparing for Jameis Winston. So you wonder, again, there's a bit of me, while I've made the case and I could understand seeing it, there is a bit of me that I want to see on Sunday if that legitimately is the case. But good old Sean Payton, little gamesmanship about what's going on. We'll have that at the top of next hour. I'm assuming he'll wrap up by then. And we'll get into that. So, interesting. But again, I keep playing that bite from Raheem Moore. It's just, you know, not a lot of people know what he can do. So maybe that element surprise does help or not. I don't know. How about when we come back as well, we will hear from Noodle Arm about him. Good old Noodle Arm. See how things are going, his thoughts on the Saints here as well, his thoughts on the rivalry and on Drew Brees' injury. We'll do that when we come back as well. It's the Sports Hangover as he just gave me the hand sign. Sean Payton has wrapped up. We're going to play that right when we come back. Coach Payton just wrapped up with the media. What he had to say, I'll play it next on ESPN New Orleans.